USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been an update to the Republican gubernatorial candidates in Michigan. Katie Lewis has a special report.
And then there were five. The Michigan Elections Bureau says five of the 10 Republicans running for governor failed to file enough valid signatures for their nomination. Those include James Craig and Perry Johnson, along with Michael Markey and Donna Brandenburg. In related news, Captain Michael Brown has taken himself out of the race. The Board of State Canvassers will meet Thursday to consider the Bureau's findings. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. The boat was carrying Honduran refugees. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The former Pennsylvania Attorney General is going to jail. Ken Burns reports.
The former Attorney General of Pennsylvania was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole. Kathleen Kane was the first woman and the first Democrat elected to the AG position in the Keystone State. She quit after being convicted in 2016 for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. Kane was arrested in March for drunk driving. She was given credit for time already served and was scheduled to be paroled directly into resident rehab. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Justice Department is updating its use of force policy to direct federal agents to intervene if they witness any law enforcement official using excessive force in a way that violates the law. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the department's policy had not been updated since 2004. Garland's memo states that the policy of the Department of Justice is to value and preserve human life. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Now that Finland has officially requested NATO membership, Russia may bring into question the status of the Åland Islands, an autonomous region claimed by Finland in 1917. Russia's permanent representative to the European Union, Vladimir Chizov, said Finland's membership into NATO is the reason this will become an issue. The Biden administration celebrated the arrival of baby formula Monday from overseas. Republican Congressman Michael Cloud from Texas on Newsmax says the baby formula shortage should never have happened, and bad leadership is why it happened.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the arsonist showing up to help put out the fire and then wanting a medal for it. You know, this is, again, what we see from the Biden administration is one crisis after another crisis after another crisis. And, you know, as we look to the next term and potentially the house flipping and the work we have to do in the oversight committee, yeah, we're reaching out to get information on this to see what communication there was between the FDA, HHS, and the White House. But, you know, when it comes to oversight of this government in general, it's just, we go from border crisis to Ukraine to Afghanistan to energy crisis to inflation to crisis after crisis after crisis. And the folks at home are wondering, you know, this is not building back better at all. This is going from crisis to crisis to crisis, most of which could have been easily avoided with competent leadership.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.